devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve, 5 o'clock happier happy hour. Dom's always happy when the weekend's right around the corner. I know you will be as well. Be careful out there. Road's starting to get a little slicked up. Storm's coming. 844-967-2789. We're going to talk to you fine people in just a minute. But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week, and I have an update on one of them. The Freedom Convoy. It was heading to D.C., and we talked about that Bob Bulbous guy from Scranton, PA, and he departed yesterday.
Is that his last name, or is that his nose?
Well, could be both. Well, let me throw this out there, because I know there's lots of patient people hoping to talk to us at 844-96-PARTY. Here's the headline. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. Yeah. That's the Beltway in D.C. Daily Beast reporter Zachary Petrizzo has been following along with the live stream of the right-wing truck convoy, and I use convoy in air quotes, headed to Washington, D.C., and it seems that its leader is having a difficult time figuring out what he's doing. That's a shocker. According to Petrizzo, trucker Bob Bulbous, I guess not Bulbous, but I bet he does have
it
a Bulbous
now.
Nose.
Let's just call it, it is now officially, I decree thee Bulbous.
Well, it gets worse than just a simple, you know, mocking the man for his last name, Dom. Trucker Bob Bulbous is facing three major problems in his effort to bring his protest to the nation's capital.
Only three.
Bulbous has no idea where he's going. He's stuck in traffic, and he has no idea where he is. Shortly after that dispatch, Petrizzo tweeted that Bulbous was talking on the phone with a woman named Betsy. I wonder if it was our Betsy who tried to give him directions about where he was going. Let me call you back, Betsy yells over the phone as she and Bob go back and forth over what highway route to take. Betsy calls back with no concrete instructions, but rather to say that the tiny convoy plans to drive in circles around I-495. Again, that's the Beltway. The trucker convoy protests have so far been a major bust, as they've been plagued by sparse attendance and overall disorganization. And my understanding of Mr. Bulbous, don't call him Bulbous, he turned that mini convoy around and headed back to Scranton.
He's done.
Got stuck in the traffic yesterday and a couple of trips. You know, he was like circling D.C. for hours. And at some point, you know, he just said, you know, we're not going to disrupt traffic. We're just stuck in traffic.
Right. Sorry there, man.
And he didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. So when he saw, you know, the exit signs back to Pennsylvania, apparently he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Dominic, I'd like to think mission accomplished. 844. 967-2789, our favorite Ken Bob from Dailyville. Welcome back, Ken Bob.
Hey, Ken Bob.
Hey, great to hear you again, Dom.
Thanks, man.
What about me? I've been here the whole time. What, yeah. A chop liver over here? Go ahead. Whatever you want. Just talk to Dom.
I can't miss you if you don't go, Crudy.
If you never leave, we can't miss you, man.
Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to address the military reason for taking Chernobyl. And the military reason is the exclusion zone around it, which is very large, which has developed roads, which is empty of people, and which right in the middle of it has a great big thing that everybody would be afraid to shoot any kind of weapon at. So you can't, you know, the Ukrainians can't shell them.
But it's also a dead zone, Ken Bob, and it's entirely radioactive. What, are you going to bed down the troops there?
Do what they're told, Crudy. If your commander-in-chief tells you to guard the former nuclear wasteland, what do you tell them, no?
Yeah, I mean, they have all kinds of former nuclear wastelands in Siberia that they'd be shipped to if they don't do it. You think Putin cares about his soldiers?
Well, there are reports out there. I was actually reading a headline. Soldiers' mothers say Putin's been beat and tricked their sons into war with Ukraine. Sort of a conscription. You're drafted. get in the truck.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I'm really the also just want to shout out to the protesters in Russia. That takes guts. And a lot of people are doing it, and they deserve the heck of a lot of credit. So,
well said,
that they do, and you know, the folks in Ukraine that are putting up with this, the citizens of Russia who, you know, I guess if you watch, I mean, just look at here, Fox News versus and of course other media outlets, other right-wing outlets versus state television in Russia, as mentioned in the New York Times article, you know, Putin's biggest propaganda piece. If you believe what they're telling you, you know, it'd be really tough to have to swallow and understand, well, why would he do this? And it's already too late. So for those people who literally put their lives on the line, certainly in Ukraine, defending their own country, their democratically elected country, and the folks in Russia that really don't want any part of this, I hope there is a way that we, the rest of the free, loving world, can support those people.
Yeah, you'd like to think. 844. By the way, you talked about the Russian propaganda. They're literally playing Tucker Carlson monologues.
No, dude.
On Russia Today.
Isn't that a bit odd, right? I mean, Fox News, Tucker Carlson, comment, please. I mean, what do you think about that? Hey, we got more likes. Smash the like button. We're getting played out in Russia. We got all sorts of Russian bots that are giving us a thumbs up.
When called for... anyways, I was going to put some words in Tucker's mouth, but I only know so much Russian. 844-967-2789, because I didn't take it at Marquette University like the former governor of the state of Wisconsin who had a Russian girlfriend. Her name, Maria Butina. Just throwing that out there.
It's like they're so ideological that they subvert their own interest.
Jeff from Madison. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. So just a question for you. You know, whenever Trump is completely talking out of his rear end and makes a complete fool of himself, why is it always claimed that he's just being sarcastic and trolling the libs? I don't understand why.
Because the other explanation, Jeff, is the man is completely feeble. He's insane. He's self-aggrandizing, and he lives in this fantasy bubble. And he's fed his own lies back by his cultist followers. To say anything other than the fact he's trolling the libs would be an admission that he's just freaking backwano crazy, Jeff.
Okay, so it's not just me. I am, you know, completely dumbfounded here that people are saying, oh, you're just being trolled. He's trolling you. You don't understand sarcasm. Okay, that's called gaslighting. I got it.
Good. Right, total gaslighting.
When's the last time you saw a funny conservative? I mean, I hear Gutfield's a little clever, and I haven't watched him enough to know. But who's the other funny righty? There's not one. They're not clever. They don't understand humor. They don't do sarcasm. For something right, to
well,
be.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks Jeff.
Man. PJ O'Rourke, right? He's passed
dead.
Away recently. Yeah, okay. Well, that was the last funny libertarian
for
slash
something
conservative
for,
leaning.
For satire and humor and sarcasm to be biting and funny, ultimately, they have to be seated with truth. And Republicans just can't tell the truth. 844-967-2789. See what I did there?
PJ O'Rourke used to write for National Lampoon, so let's like... I like PJ. He's a good guy.
So did I. But he's dead. He's not a funny Republican, although, you know, still funnier than most. 844-96-PARTY, our pal Mark from the SAC. Mark, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Trump is probably King Crimson's 21st century schizoid man. That and as far, you know, that, and what I can't get about Ron Johnson, he wasn't condemning Trump when he was trying to get us out of NATO. And I think, you know, Robert Pilot would probably correct me, but I'm looking at a map I have here of the pre-contact tribes over here, circa 1500, for Indian overlords here in Wisconsin would be the Ojibwe, the Menominee, the Sac, the Meskwaki, the Winnebago, and the Dakota, otherwise known as the Sioux. That so we'd have other overlords to answer to. That if we're, you know, following the old you know, Putin's strategy. Well, this is Russian land, and so it should be Russian land now and forever. Well, that's It's just ridiculous.
I'm still waiting for the Brits to ask for their colonies back.
I mean, we could go down this all throughout history, Mark. Of course, it's just a BS excuse. I am curious to, and I really don't know, Mark, the true motivation. I assume money. I mean, that's usually it.
Money? How? I'm sorry to interrupt, Mark, but money. What money? What's the money monetary motivation?
He sold short on the Russian stock market, I would surmise, and he sold short for the U.S. market. I mean, come on, man. And he's probably heavy in oil. What do you think, man? He bought
GameStop?
What I'm telling you is if you have the ability to shake a saber and cash in on it, wouldn't you do it if you're that kind of guy?
Well, Trump tried.
Well, they're the same kind of guys. That's the thing. Of course he did it. But, I mean, obviously Putin's a very, very wealthy man. I mean, you can only have so much, but they always want just a little more.
Well, that's why Trump's always been so subservient to him because, of course, he needed that money. And even if you don't think there's a PP tape, we all know that Trump was financially compromised. How do we know it? Because Eric Trump told us all his money comes from the Russians, Mark. Final thoughts, my friend?
A guy I grew up with, he's my roommate, actually, when I came to Madison, but he grew up with me up there north. His grandmother was actually from Ukraine, and she talked about how horrible the Russians were. So obviously, the Ukrainians weren't actually happy with the Russian boot on their necks, and that was probably prior to the Russian Revolution. It's just I haven't delved into it to see if the Ukraine was held, how long Ukraine has been held by Russia, but it hasn't been forever.
No, the Ukrainians appreciate your call, Mark, and apparently you had a better roommate in college than I did.
No, he didn't.
But the Ukrainians had the... Yes, he did.
Come on, man. All that weed. Come on, man.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And my memory of that is all very hazy. But the Ukrainians had churches established. I think Mark talked about the Ojibwe tribe in the 15th century. You know what? The Ukrainians were already established at that time. There were already Ukrainian Orthodox churches at that time. Moscow was a field in the 11th century.
Yeah, back in the day. An interesting note, Kurt, you brought up Trump and Putin, and I did see in some of the headlines that in response to this action, Biden pledged to freeze all Russian assets. And you got to wonder how that might impact a guy like Donald Trump, who, as you mentioned, Sun said years ago, they get most of their money from Russia.
Well, he's got some loans coming due.
He does. He's got $100 million at least of the Trump Tower coming due, right?
And
if
we
can't get Russian money and, he's getting dumped by his accountant, I highly doubt U.S. Bank is going to want to fund it. Trump's might be scroogied.
Well, we already talked about that. After Mazars USA, his accountant firm, said you cannot rely upon the last decade of his taxes. He's got a $500 million or more in debt coming due. Notes, maturing, as you will, Tom. And, of course, his only logical source of financial salvation just invaded Ukraine.
And the president of the United States, his successor, just froze all their accounts.
Well, now Trump's got to run for president so he can roll back the sanctions and he can make the loans good.
If all Russian assets are frozen, I mean, is that only the banks? I mean, are Russian citizens now going to have their condos in Miami frozen? I mean, what is Trump going to lose out? I mean, he probably sells to a few Russians. What happens to those assets?
Well, I know that Putin had his super yacht. Apparently it was being fitted for a new helicopter deck or something of the sort. They took it out of dock very rapidly about a week ago. They didn't want it seized. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We'll seize your phone calls next at 844-967-2789.
But I have no loans with Russia. You could go to the United States government and they would probably tell you that because they know my sheet very well.